article published on April 21, 2010 in the Boston Globe, the average teenager sends 100 text messages per day.
This is Kara Nickel, Bridget DeMars, and Margarita Petrie reporting for NPR Live from the Salmon Run Mall in Watertown, New York. Today we are posing the question, does texting inhibit the social development of adolescents? We chose to conduct our interviews at the mall due to the fact that there is a very diverse population. This is Bridget recording live from Salmon Run Mall. I'm here with
Josh.
And I'm going to ask Josh, do you consider yourself a texter?
Yeah, I text.
How do you think texting compares to other forms of communication?
It's a lot easier sometimes. It depends on what you're doing, you know, where you are at the moment.
Do you feel that texting inhibits your social development?
Yeah, but I would prefer, like, talking over texting any day. But if you want to get to know somebody, talking is the way to go.
This is Bridget reporting from Salmon Run Mall. I'm here with
Martin.
And I'm going to ask Martin, do you text?
No, I don't.
Martin, how do you think texting compares to other forms of communication?
I think it's distracting. I believe verbal communication is the best.
Do you feel that texting inhibits social development?
Absolutely, because it's distracting in every form of life. Even if you're sitting at the ball game, somebody's texting, it interrupts people that's beside them and from, you know, interrupts their train of thought. I find it actually rude in life when you're trying to get service.
Very interesting.
I think that the general consensus altogether was that texting does inhibit social development. I mean, it seemed more in a negative way, but altogether, I think that was the general agreement.
That is why is such a debate these days.
This is Bridget, Kara, and Margarita signing off. We'll see you next week on NPR Radio.